Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode.
Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Matthew chapter number 27, reading from the verse number 13. Then Pilate said to him, "Don't you hear how much they are testifying against you?" But he didn't answer him on even one charge, so that the governor was greatly amazed. At the festival, the governor's custom was to release to the crowd a prisoner they wanted. At that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered together, Pilate said to them, "Who is it you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Messiah?" For he knew they had handed him over because of envy. Jesus became public enemy number one in the week of his death, when he was arrested and falsely tried by the Jewish elders and chief priests. They then took him to the governor of the day, who was Pilate, and Pilate tested him, asked him several questions. He did not answer. The only question Jesus answered was when he was asked whether he was the king of the Jews, and then he said, "You have said it." So Pilate takes Jesus to the public gathering with the intent of releasing him, because he had opportunity to release one prisoner. And there was also a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. But the people insisted that they wanted Jesus crucified and Barabbas released. Whilst Pilate is still trying to get the people to release Jesus, verse number 19 says, while he was still on the judge's bench, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that righteous man, for today I've suffered terribly in a dream because of him." So Pilate's wife had had a dream of the night, and she had been warned in the dream, knowing that Jesus was a righteous man. And so she tries to send message to Pilate not to have him crucified. However, verse number 20 says, the chief priests and the elders, however, persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to execute Jesus. The governor asked them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you, Barabbas?" they answered. 22 says, Pilate asked, "What should I then do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" They all answered, "Crucify him." Verse 23, then he said, "Why? What has he done wrong?" But they didn't answer, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him," all the more. They couldn't answer any charge against Jesus, but they were filled with rage and kept shouting, "Crucify him." They branded him as a public enemy and treated him as such. When Pilate saw that he was getting nowhere, but that a riot was starting instead, he took some water, washed his hands in front of the crowd, and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." All the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released Barabbas to them. But after having Jesus flogged, he handed him over to be crucified. This is how a savior is turned into a public enemy. Is wrongfully accused, falsely tried, and the crowd is charged against him, crucify him, without any legal ground. When the governor tries to intervene to release, they are so furious, a riot starts breaking out. And so the governor has no choice but to grant into their desire. And this begins the crucifixion of Jesus. The King, the Savior, the Lord, was branded and labeled public enemy, and he was treated as a public enemy. He was not given the benefit of a fair trial. They had no just accusation and condemnation for which he warranted death, but yet he was to be executed all the same. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ is one of injustice, because on no account was he to be found guilty of death. But the crowd were stirred by their leaders, and they were incited by religious leaders to have a holy man, a righteous man, to be executed. The wife of Pilate knew enough by discernment through a dream of the night that Jesus was righteous and did not deserve condemnation. Pilate himself was not willing to execute Jesus. But the Jews, together with their leaders, were bent on prosecuting him and executing him, and they crucified Jesus. Many people have suffered injustice, and such people who have suffered great injustice, oppression, unfair trial, and persecution can identify with Jesus, who took upon himself the chastisement of our sins and the price for our peace. Though he was guiltless, he was pronounced guilty on account of broken, faulted, sinful humanity. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.